We're joined by the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And coach, obviously not the start you're looking for. How do you keep your team sort of insulated from all the noise on the outside?
Yeah, we have talented men of integrity in the locker room. We're really not worried about the noise outside. We're focused within. It takes a strong group of leaders in the locker room to get that done, and we're fortunate that we have it.
Coach, you've often talked about being a heavy-handed team. This group that you're facing this weekend, they're a physical defense, but they kind of play with a heavy hand too. So does it make it easier for you guys just to get the focus and know exactly the tempo to play at?
Well, anytime the Giants and the Eagles get together, you know it's going to be a brawl. And that's what we expect when we go down south. We know it's going to be a physical football game, a heavy-handed football game against two pretty good football teams that are evenly matched. And it's not going to take much motivation to get our guys going.
Coach, how important is it for you guys to get something positive early in the game? Whether it's an offensive big play or defense gets a three and out or maybe gets a tip ball and gets a turnover, just to get some energy going early in the game and not fall into that sort of malaise as the game wears on.
Yeah, I think, I don't think that's important at all. I think when you come out of the tunnel, you got to be ready to play 60-plus minutes, whatever it takes. Doesn't matter what happens early in the game. It doesn't matter how you start. It matters how you finish. And you got to be the better team when the game's finished and have a chance to wear the team out and impose your will in the fourth quarter. And we haven't been in position to do that the last 2 weeks, and we got to get that done this week.
Coach, I've heard you speak of being a team that plays complementary football. Now, people can look at that and say, okay, offense has to do a part, defense and special teams. But there's also the intra-game complementary, too, where there's no rule that says if your offense is off the field that your defense can't get them back on the field. Is that fair to say in terms of how you complement each other during the course of a game?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about defensively we want to tackle great. We don't want to miss tackles because we want to get them on the ground. Every yard's important. From a punt return standpoint, we got to get the returner going. We have to give them an opportunity to return balls, and we haven't been doing that yet. We got to get better on the outside. And the offense has to move the ball. One first down, all right, is better than no first downs, obviously. Two first downs, if we want to punt the ball, punting is okay. All right, punting isn't the end of the world. But when you punt, you want to be punting from the 50-yard line so you have a chance to pin the opponent back and flip the field. That's what we haven't done so far this year. So it all works together. Each phase has a responsibility to the other to get their responsibilities done.
Are you encouraged by what you've seen? Because if you look at the tape, despite the fact of the way some of the scores have gone, there have been missed opportunities to make a play, a catch, or maybe a contested ball in the end zone. You guys have had a bunch of opportunities to intercept balls that have been knocked down as opposed to getting the interception. Do you use that as a positive when you're coaching with the guys that, hey, look, we're giving ourselves some opportunities to make plays. Now we just got to finish it.
No, we just go through and talk about how the games have gone and the opportunities that we're missing that are there, and we need to cash in on the opportunities. And the last thing we want to do is go in and start pressing. We want to let the game play, come to us. We earn the right to just go play free and excited and fast and physical football by the way we practice. And that's earned on Sundays. You have to earn that during the week so you can go do that on Sundays or Monday night or whatever the case may be.
Coach, what is the balance coming off a tough weekend and getting your guys back? And you guys go through the tape. You have a 24-hour rule. Mm-hmm. But it's important, I know, to you to say, okay, here's some opportunities that we had if one thing didn't happen or another thing didn't happen. And then how do you turn those into a positive the next time you practice? Okay, we like this run, but we got to make sure that this is done. We got to attention to detail. How do you transition into that?
Well, we always talk. We don't put all of our eggs in one basket. We always talk about what we do well, what we need to work on, and then where we go from here, the plan to get better. And we have to continue to grow and develop as the season goes on. We can't just be, where you are isn't where you stay. Mm-hmm. It's who's playing the best football in December. Now you got to stack wins in the process, and that's something we had to get started doing and doing in a hurry. But it's about, where you are. You got to learn from it. If you don't learn from it, it could be fatal. Mm-hmm. And so we got to learn from it. We have to find a way to get better and grow, and we have a plan in place to do that.
Should be a lot of fun on Sunday. They're going to welcome you with open arms. Those fans in Philadelphia, they love seeing that blue coming out of the tunnel. I'm sure you'll have fun with it, Coach.
We're excited.